Conversations with an active archive.
I have to be led one letter that my grandmother wrote to me one day.
We all have different institutions when we marginalized and the way other trans people creating community, foreigners, local people,
whatever it is from some
oral history. Practice.
Archiving for me is a gesture of memory, but it is a methodology that move away from simply saving things, you know, because it implies an order, a regularity, I mean, a structure, that really implies a willingness to revisit them, to revisit this thing. It is an act that connects you with the past, because you want to archive something, by making a projection that from the future you will revisit the past.
For me, what it means to me concretely is that at some point I need to store my drawings somewhere. I'm really lucky to have my grandmother that has some space in her home where I can store the drawings. That's really important for me to look back at what I've done before. And then sometimes certain things that you thought were not valuable become very valuable. Certain drawings that I thought were not so good, suddenly I rediscovered them in a different way.
I want to store this thing for years later, and like maybe it's not interacted with in the same way, but it's still present because it should be.
I have led one letter that my grandmother wrote to me one day when I got angry and she was trying to give me some advices. Then I have letters from my first lesbian love stories, from some breakups too. I have a lot of podcasts from my sister because she really loved painting lakes in Amsterdam. Then I have letters writing a long ago, and also some that I had to wait like 4 years to be able to read it, because one friend sent me one letter when I was 14 and I had to wait till 18 to read that letter. And I consider that I archive them because there is a care in the gesture. I want to preserve them, I want to follow a chronology, and I really understand that it will be really very valuable material whenever I want to revisit it, whenever I want to remember those words, those situations, those experiences, those relationships between people, and this really fascinates me.
Would be very interesting to see how we all have different experiences, like whether that's like marginalized groups, people of color, trans people, foreigners, local people, like whatever it is. I think it really contributes to the fact that, yeah, history from below, like remembering things from different perspectives, I think really, really is important.
I mean, I feel like when you take archiving outside of this like very institutional and Western context, archiving has been a way of creating and building community and art for like years within thousands of Indigenous cultures. I mean, oral history is a form of archival practice, and that in itself is also, as we've seen, like an artistic way of providing information.
What really makes me feel connected to people is like body contact. In Catalonia, my country, we do human castles. It's a traditional event where people climb one on top of each other until they reach like 10 floors. And it's really a moment where everything is communicated without words and everyone shares a common goal and also a common feeling. It's almost like a common language. And it's spoken through skin to skin. And sometimes you realize that and there are too many words.
For sure, the shared experience is what connects me, what makes me feel connected to people.
We can share a lot of things, but we can just share one very specific one that establishes the connection, and then you sort of grow around it in a more frivolous way.
I was always like very much in and out of places, and moving to Rotterdam was actually one of the things that now, also being on exchange, I realized really made me feel like I belong, because for the first time, knowing that I'm coming back in a month or two, it feels like I'm coming home. And so it really feels like I belong to Rotterdam. And I think part of what allows me to feel that way is obviously my friends and my community and my people, but also having spaces like Worm.
Yeah, there is a welcoming environment where everybody can share his experience, and you feel heard from other people.
Oftentimes when people are truly, truly listened to, they act differently. And I think that if you find places where you are truly listened to, it allows you to kind of flourish.
There was this question, I think in one competition I took part, and then like, what would be the space that you get most listened to and like have the best contact with someone else? And it was just a blank space where you just stare at each other in an empty room. But I suppose it can be any space. It's more the people, the person who creates this space. You know, space is also how we interact with the place. Space is not just a container. Space is a creation between a body and some sort of material environment.
You know, it's interesting because it could be a virtual space as well, and it's still a space in which we are exchanging ideas.
Okay, actually this would be really beautiful to do with more people, and this would be really nice to like be able to have a space that, like I said, feels like a living room where you can like non-productively get together and allow like these connections to flourish.
The informal space is such an important part of our lives, and that's where some of the most interesting ideas come.
Where it is doesn't really matter, you know, it's just that it's just that it's there.
I imagine this space with sincere people, because I really believe that if everyone spoke honestly, we would understand each other more, because we would connect from human vulnerability.
Things that we do for fun or the things that we do experimentally benefit others as well, whether it's them being part of my process or me being able to see their process.
It really engages people who would never, for any other reason, engage within like a formal archive in that way, and allows them to like be involved and tactile with it and like actually like interested in what they're doing. And I think that's what an archive's meant to do, is engage.